Representatives from 31 countries have ended talks in Miami, Florida, aimed at fostering cooperation on ways to protect the Caribbean environment. The Caribbean basin is under severe environmental stress, and experts say countries in the region need to cooperate more on a regional level to protect one of the world's most pristine environments. It was called the White Water to Blue Water Partnership Conference, and for the first time since the 2002 World Summit on Sustainable Development, hundreds of experts met in Miami to discuss how to better protect the Caribbean. Franklin McDonald, the chief executive officer of Jamaica's National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, says the countries in the Caribbean basin are under a great deal of environmental stress.
The small Caribbean islands have problems with watershed management. We have quite dense populations and limited land space, so people do use the upper watersheds for farming. We have problems to do with the coastal zone because we have expanding tourism facilities. And there is real competition for land space and land use. And, of course, the population of many of our large towns is up to 50% of the population of the island. So you also have, in relatively small spaces, quite large urban numbers.
Conference participants looked at the issues of watershed management, dying coral reefs, declining fish stocks, and rising pollution levels in a series of meetings designed to bring together technical experts, government representatives, and business leaders. Mercedes Silva of the Caribbean Tourism Organization says managers in the tourism industry in the Caribbean are just as concerned about the environment as those in government and non-governmental organizations.
I think that tourism has been seen as an enemy because the lack of information about the possibilities that tourism can bring to the table. I have to recognize, working in the tourism industry, that we have a very bad reputation. And our participation in sessions like this one will really help us to portray the tourism industry in a different way. We recognize our mistakes, but we're also here to put on the table the possibilities that we offer.
Ms. Silva says those possibilities include new initiatives by hotels in the region to foster beach conservation and cleanup efforts, as well as improve water quality management systems. She says most hotel operators in the region know their survival depends on a clean environment. Franklin McDonald of Jamaica's Environment and Planning Agency says it is not only hotel operators who depend on a clean Caribbean. He says millions of people living in the region depend on the Caribbean Sea.
It's absolutely critical. We depend on it for our food production, our catching fish, the tourism industry. We are absolutely dependent on the environment for all our livelihoods. And we, in fact, market the Caribbean environment and culture in a significant way. So we need to make sure that we're looking after it.
The White Water to Blue Water Partnership Conference was organized by the U.S. State and Commerce Departments, who pledged several $1 million in funds for projects aimed at fostering environmental cooperation among countries in the region. U.S. officials say a major goal of theirs was to introduce conference participants to key technical experts in the U.S. government. Every country in the region except Cuba was represented at the conference. Cuban officials say their attendance was blocked by the United States. U.S. officials cited visa restrictions for the Cubans' absence. UN officials participating say Cuba, the Caribbean's largest and most populous island, will participate in programs aimed at fostering environmental cooperation through Cuba's participation in UN environmental programs. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Miami.